Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are nearing the end of our series on the man John the Baptist and his message. The man and his message. In John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 29, we read, "The next day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" We are now focused on these two words, takes away. Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, takes away our sin. And last time I asked, where did our sin go? The Lord takes away our sin, but what does he do with it? Where does he take it? To answer this, we have turned, as always, to the Scripture, and we have a good friend helping us with this. He is the 17th century theologian and author, Thomas Goodwin. He gave a thorough study of the Bible and reminds us that our sin was transferred to Christ. Christ became sin for us. He had no sin of his own, remember. He only carries our sin. Jesus, says Goodwin, is our surety. He has paid the debt in full for our sin. Having established this, he then states, "We would be extremely solicitous to know how Christ got clear of that engagement of being made sin for us." Yes, exactly, Thomas. That is also our question. He develops the answer this way. He begins by showing us in the Bible that all of our sin is taken away from Christ. Certainly, Christ no longer carries it. His text is Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. Hebrews 9:28 says, "Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him." Indeed, Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. The many are those of us who believe in Christ by faith alone to forgive us our sins. And we are those who eagerly await him, because we believe Christ is coming again. He came in human flesh the first time in the first century, and 21 centuries later, we are still eagerly anticipating his return. Waiting this long also requires our faith, and we do have this faith. We do not know when he is coming. The Bible and Christ himself are silent on that. Nevertheless, we remain perched on the edge of our seats, waiting to see him. And significantly, this verse says, when Christ comes again, he will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin. That is, the burden of all our sin will no longer be upon him. He has completed the work God gave him to do. God the Father has been fully satisfied with God the Son's sacrifice for our sin. Our forgiven sin in Jesus has disappeared. It is no more. Our salvation is complete, friends. I will let the Puritan Thomas Goodwin comment. The apostle comforts believers with this, that Christ shall the next time appear without sin. One would think it no great matter of comfort to us to hear that Christ should appear without sin. For who would imagine that it could be otherwise with the Holy One, the Lord of glory? There is no wonder in that. Aye, but, says the apostle, your very salvation is interested in this. It is well for you that Christ is now without sin, for he having as your surety undertook to satisfy for sin, and having accordingly been made once sin when on earth, and arrested for it by God at his death, in that now he has got clear of that engagement. This doth plainly evince it, that you shall never be condemned for your sins. Therefore, no news would or could be more welcome to sinners than to have a certain and infallible evidence given that all has been acquitted to God's satisfaction. Now then, to evidence this serves his resurrection. Christ is risen. End of quotation. These words are comforting, and therein is the answer to our question. Where did our sin go? It went from us to Christ on the cross, then to the grave when Christ was buried, and then all of our sins were stripped away from Christ for good at the resurrection. For the Christian, for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, our sin is dead and buried and forever forgotten by God, and the proof of this is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Goodwin continues, "To hear that Christ is risen, and so has come out of prison, is an evidence that God is satisfied, and that Christ is discharged by God himself, and so is now without sin, walking abroad again at liberty. God, that once charged Christ with our sins, has now fully discharged Christ of our sins." Close quote. The resurrection of Jesus, we do not talk about this enough. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he declared that Christ was fully acquitted of our sins. Therefore, listen. Therefore, as Hebrews 9:28 says, Christ will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin. When Jesus comes again, he will not be bringing any of our sins along with him. He is free of them. We believers are free of them forever because of Christ's finished work of salvation on our behalf. You want good news? This is it. Rejoice, Christian, and repent, you who are not Christian. Turn from your sin and turn to Christ this day. Today is the day of salvation. Do you want to be free of your sins forever? Christ is your Savior. Embrace him as Lord of your life and do so now. And if you would like to talk this over with someone, write to me, will you? By email, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And my name is spelled M-A-R-K. Or by regular mail, God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. This explains John the Baptist's words in reference to our Lord, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is what the taking away of sin means. If you are a genuine believer in Jesus Christ, if you confess your sin to him, then he has indeed forgiven you of your sin, and Jesus has taken it away, and God has forgotten it all. You're not going to hear about it again. As the Apostle Paul writes to the believers in Rome, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That is Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Let's take God at his word about this by reciting a few other scriptures. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, records God speaking, "I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." Did you hear that loud and clear? God says, "I will not remember your sins." Isaiah 43, verse 25. I think of Psalm 103 and verse 12. I am reading Psalm 103 and verse 12. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Transgression is another word for sin. And our sin is removed as far as east is from west. And that's really, really far. To put this in human perspective, think of traveling from east to west. I did this regularly, splitting my time between Hong Kong, the east, and Boston, the U.S. is considered the west. A plane ride from Hong Kong to Boston takes between 15 and 16 hours. And maybe with strong tailwinds, it can be done in 14 and a half hours, but that's a really speedy flight. So I sit in my little seat, not first class either, my little seat. And if I were to watch the map or stare at my watch, which I do not, then I realize just how far east is from west. It's really very far. It's over 8,000 miles, or nearly 12,900 kilometers. So in human terms, in a way we can understand, God says he has removed our sin as far as east is from west. It's gone, my Christian friend. All of your past, present, and future sin has been taken away by Jesus. Praise the Lord. Your sin is not filed away somewhere. It's not going to come back to bite you or condemn you. Romans 8 verse 1 again. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? There is no condemnation. The Lord has taken away our sins. Christ's resurrection and return, his second coming without sin, is proof that for the Christian, for those in Christ Jesus, our sin is no more. This is an important word today, especially for those of you who struggle with the burden and guilt of your sin. We have covered a lot, so I encourage you to get this manuscript and read it. This includes all that Thomas Goodwin has said. Get it when you click read along next to the podcast on the homepage, godisministry.org. On godisministry.org, click read along and join us next time because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.